US President Donald Trump has stopped the Trans-Pacific Partnership dead in its tracks, well, at least for now. During the election campaign, he promised to pull the US out of the 12-member free trade pact, and this morning he's done just that.
And as he signed the executive order pulling out of the deal, Mr. Trump said it was a great move for the US worker. Mr. Trump also met with business leaders overnight and told them he'd dramatically reduce the regulations on US companies and he would put American interests first.
We want to start making our products again. We don't want to bring them in, we want to make them here. And that doesn't mean we don't trade, because we do trade. But we want to make our products here. And if you look at some of the original great people that ran this country, you will see that they felt very strongly about that. Gonna make your products. And we're gonna start making our products again. And there'll be advantages to companies that do indeed make their products here.
Well, Mr. Trump went on to lay out an ambitious goal.
We think we can cut regulations by 75%, maybe more, but by 75%. The regulations are going to be cut massively, and the taxes are going to be cut way down. So you're going to have now incentive to build.
A few moments ago, I spoke to our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.
This, of course, was a central plank of Donald Trump's campaign, pledging to scrap the Trans-Pacific Partnership, that proposed free trade deal with the Asia-Pacific region, that, of course, Barack Obama had hoped was going to become a central part of his own policy legacy. But President Obama couldn't get the thing through Congress by the time he walked out of the White House for the last time, not least because, to all intents and purposes, the TPP was dashed on the rocks of last November's presidential election campaign here. Even Hillary Clinton found herself manoeuvred into opposing it. Such was the pressure on her from opponents of TPP to her left, corralled by Senator Bernie Sanders. So Donald Trump, in the Oval Office, signed the document and then told the reporters in the room witnessing the signature that what he was doing was a very good thing for the American worker. Now, you know, one has to note that Republicans, by tradition, are usually friendly to free trade agreements, and the TPP had quite a lot of support among Republicans, particularly in states where agriculture is a big part of the economic pie. But Donald Trump has killed off American participation in TPP, and that's a very clear indication that when he struck that isolationist tone in his inaugural address last Friday, he meant it.
Now, if it had such appeal across the political spectrum, how is this then being seen and felt now that it's all over?
Look, I think there will be concern that the United States has pulled out of this in a couple of different areas. First of all, in those states where you had industries that were indeed going to benefit as a result of TPP participation, and certainly some of those states are governed by Republicans who were friendly initially to the concept of the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because, as I say, they are generally friendly to the concept of free trade. But in another area, I think it's going to cause disappointment, and that's among the foreign policy establishment here in Washington. Washington, throughout the latter half of 2016, saw a procession of visits by leaders from Asia-Pacific nations who were deeply concerned that Barack Obama had made all of these promises about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and might not be able to get it done. Senator John McCain, of course no fan of Donald Trump, but a Republican himself, claims that he was told by Singapore's Prime Minister Lee Hsien Loong that if the United States didn't get TPP done, it would be, quote, finished, unquote, in the Asia-Pacific region. Well, Barack Obama couldn't get it done, and that was largely because of the populist winds that were blowing Donald Trump to prominence on the Republican side of the aisle, and also Bernie Sanders to prominence on the Democratic Party side of the aisle during the election. And it became, I think, apparent to the White House in its dying months that any hope even of trying to get the whole thing through Congress during the so-called lame duck session, that bit of Congress that happens before the transfer of power took place here, that was also going to be hopeless. And so it fell to Donald Trump today formally to kill it.
That's our Washington correspondent, Simon Marks.